Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. And I decided I would do basically two bonus episodes between Season 1 and when I start Season 2. And much like at last episode, I'm going to look at into the story of one of my favorite Christmas carols. And this one, I wasn't sure if there was actually a story behind it. And this time, I will look at, basically, it's the carol that was my favorite ever since I was a little kid. And that was, that is, Joy to the World. The interesting thing about this famous Christmas carol is that it was not originally written as a Christmas carol. In fact, as I looked into the story behind it, Joy to the World wasn't even written as a song. Much like we saw with Silent Night, Joy to the World actually started out as a poem. But unlike Silent Night, the writer of Joy to the World never had it put to music. In fact, it being put to music happened over 100 years after the poem was written. And it's really the story of three different men. First one being Isaac Watts. Isaac Watts was one of those great hymn writers of church history, having written over 750 hymns, including hymns such as When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. And one source actually states that nothing shows that better than the fact that Joy to the World, which is one of his most famous hymns, actually became a hymn by pure accident. And after reading about Watts's fame as a hymn writer, this might also be one of these people I might come back and just look more into his life of how God has worked through, how God had worked through him. So some of the reasoning behind Watts's hymn writing, just kind of in a nutshell, was that as a teen, he often complained about the songs that were being sung in the church as being hard to sing. So, his father decided to give him the advice of stating, well, then why don't you write some that are better? And for the next 2 years, young Watts actually wrote a new hymn each week. And I don't know if any of you actually realize how hard of a task that is, but I know I've personally written some poetry, and a couple years ago I tried to do a poem every week to pretty much gather a collection together that I large enough to make a book to publish, and I maybe lasted maybe a couple weeks. So 2 years of a hymn a week to me is quite an accomplishment in and of itself. Well, the story behind Joy to the World is that in 1719, Watts published a book of poetry where each poem focused on one of the Psalms. And by translating them to express the work of Jesus as revealed in the New Testament. One of those poems was based off of Psalm 98. And it actually focused on Jesus' role as king of both his church and the whole world. And that poem is what we know today as Joy to the World. And what this means is that the poem, again, wasn't even Christmas related. And actually, as you read the lyrics or the poem, you find that it actually focuses more on Christ's second coming, or his second advent, rather than his first advent. So, if this started out as a poem and wasn't even intended by Watts to be a hymn, then how did it come to be put to music? Well, the next step in the progression, and actually the second person in the story, came about a little over 20 years later in 1741, with a guy by the name of George Frederick Handel. And it's another name that may make another appearance in a future episode, as he was actually a famous composer, and actually one of his most famous works is what we're actually talking about. Because you see, it was in this year that Handel decided he wanted to do a truly great work. And after spending several hours in prayer, he labored for 23 days composing, again, what is probably one of, if not his most famous works, Messiah. And to get an idea of where Handel's heart and focus were when he composed his works, one time a nobleman praised Handel for the entertainment value he furnished in one of his compositions, to which Handel let the man know his music was composed to make men better, not entertain. So you might now be asking, what does Handel and his work Messiah have to do with Joy to the World, other than both are religious? And actually, part of Handel's Messiah is performed around Christmas time. Well, that's where the third person comes in. Lowell Mason. Basically, Watts and Handel were both English. Mason is American. And he comes in basically almost, as I said, a century after the poem was written. He came across Watts's poem of Joy and wanted to publish it. But it didn't have a proper musical setting for it. Then he comes across a melody within Handel's Messiah. And as the story goes, Mason then takes Watts's poem and sets it to this melody out of Handel's Messiah, and Joy to the World was born. And I will say, even though I didn't use, because in some of the past episodes I've used Wikipedia a bit, even though it's not the most, some will say it's not the most accurate or the most scholarly of sources, I will point out that in what they have on Joy to the World, they do point out some discrepancy between this story and when music was actually put to the poem, and who put music to Watts's poem. But I'll also mention that in this story of how the version and tune we use in the U.S. appears, this is basically the story of how what we here in the U.S. tend to sing, and the tune we tend to use. In fact, one of the sources I found mentioned that in the U.K., the use of this tune from Handel's Messiah remains, I guess, virtually unknown. So now, kind of much like I did with Silent Night, I'll just leave you with the lyrics to Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. Again, this is Chuck Groover with the story of Joy to the World, and that's God at Work. Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.